Hello, I'm Murray Craig. I'm the clerk of the Chamberlain's Court at the Guildhall. I'm the 37th clerk since 1294, so there's a degree of longevity in the post. My key role is admitting people to the Freedom of the City of London, which is an ancient ceremony going back to the 13th century. The City of London are very proud of this custom, this ceremony. We're keen to maintain it as a living tradition. The freedom, essentially, today is largely symbolic. But in the past, it was a very valuable document, a working document. The freedom was the right to trade. It enabled you to carry out your trade or your craft as a member of one of these venerable livery companies of the city or guilds, such as the mercers and grocers, drapers, merchant tailors, skinners, haberdashers, etc. It was a piece of parchment that would be folded up and put in a red pouch and carried about your person like a driving licence or a passport to prove your identity. Today, most people will have it framed and hung on the wall. It was also very lucrative. The most famous of the Chamberlains, the 18th century John Wilkes, always said, "I give you joy," when he gave people the freedom. And of course, what he meant by that, he was giving them really a licence to make money. These were monopolistic trading rights in the richest part of the kingdom, the City of London. Now, most recipients of the freedom were quite delighted to hear that, but there were a couple of catches, historically speaking. First of all, the fee, which was a lot higher proportionally than the modest sum of today, which I hasten to add no longer swells the coffers of the corporation, but it goes to the Freeman's School at Ashstead in Surrey for the foundation scholarships. And then secondly, the Lord Mayor, the Aldermen, the Sheriffs would expect that the guilds would and the livery companies would maintain standards of excellence and quality in the goods produced and the services provided. So bakers wouldn't give you stale bread, vintners wouldn't give you sour wine, butchers wouldn't give you rotten meat. It was a form of medieval trading standards or quality control. And this lasted for centuries until the Victorians came along, and they didn't like monopolies and cartels. They liked free trade and laissez-faire. So the requirement that you be a member of a guild to obtain the freedom was lifted, and the freedom was widened in 1835 to incorporate those people living or working in the city. So we've had the two streams or strands of freedom ever since 1835, the livery route and the other route via nomination. We admit in the region of 1,700 people to the freedom every year, and people are often surprised to hear the number of that. We're as busy as we were in the 18th century. But of course, there are 110 livery companies of the City of London, and if they each send us 10 or a dozen people a year, you can sort of see where the figures mount up. People also receive the freedom because perhaps via patrimony, because their father was a freeman. There's also freedom by servitude. This is the classic Dick Whittington route to freedom, where a young apprentice would come up from rural Gloucestershire and be bound to a master. The father would pay board and lodging and apparel, and the master in turn would provide tutelage as to the how to carry out the trade. After a seven-year period, the apprentice would be turned out, and he would gain his freedom by servitude, which would enable him to carry out his trade or craft in the city. In addition to freedom by redemption, patrimony and servitude, the three main routes into freedom, there are a couple of special categories. The highest, the most elevated, is that of the honorary freedom, which I think is what most people would understand by the freedom of a city, whereby homage is paid to a distinguished historical figure for what they have achieved. Now, in the City of London, we don't have them being born in the city as such. It tends to be national historical figures. So, for example, Pitt the Younger, Winston Churchill, Lord Nelson, Wellington, Baden-Powell, Florence Nightingale, David Livingstone. It really is a roll call of British history. They receive an illuminated parchment together with a gold box, historically to the value of 100 guineas or perhaps 150 guineas. And in the courtroom, we have a couple of those on display, as well as some of the illuminated manuscripts, including that a very attractive one to Lord Nelson, who was given this in 1797 after the Battle of Cape St. Vincent. The other category is a sort of an elevated freedom, whereby the corporation seeks to honour a person's particular achievement, and particularly if it's had some connection with the city. For example, last year, Sir Michael Caine received the freedom of the City of London, and as well as being an archetypal Londoner, almost born with the sound of Bow Bells, his father worked as a Billingsgate fish porter. Another good example was the actor Damien Lewis from Homeland, who attended the Guildhall School of Music and Drama, owned, funded and managed by the corporation, and in addition had a very strong family connection with the city because his grandfather was the Lord Mayor of London. Claire Balding received the freedom, and of course for many years she commentated on the Lord Mayor's show for the BBC. If you are interested in finding out more about the freedom of the City of London, perhaps you could look on our website, www.cityoflondon.gov.uk, and the freedom falls under History and Heritage. So please have a look.